Is this the Lighthouse Church food drive, or is it community? Who's taking the lead on this, Nathan?
Well, we've started it, and something we've been talking about for a while and been wanting to do something. So as a church, we just kind of stepped in there and thought, what could we do to be able to help out, you know, our neighbors? And so we have Cake and Angoon that are obviously in some state of need, Angoon more. But as Cake as well still, you know, has issues and areas where they need help and where people there are needing some support. So we figured this is an opportunity for us to be able to step in and be able to help in a small way from our community.
What kind of things are you looking for a food drive?
We're really looking for things that folks would be using on an everyday. You know, we're looking for canned soups, tomato sauces, and canned vegetables. We're looking for things that folks would use on a regular basis out of their own pantry. And we have a couple of different ways they could help to achieve that. They can either bring the cases or however many cans of perishables, boxed foods, cereals, and things like that, right over to the Lighthouse Assembly. And they can leave it right in our entryway, put it into a storage spot within the church designated just for this food drive. There's also, we have Hammer and Weekon, as well as Trade and Union, that has offered to provide gift certificates. If somebody wants to go down and buy $50 or $100 gift certificates or whatever amount it is that they want to support with, they can go to the business offices, either of those stores, and purchase gift certificates, and they'll hold them for us.
What's the plan for getting the stuff over to those towns?
Well, we're going to be able to send it over on a boat. We were contacted through PFI. That PFI is actually going to help us to be able to deliver that over there. And so through them, we'll be able to load all of that, all the groceries and everything that we have straight over to Cake and Angoon, which is phenomenal.
And is that pretty soon? Are you hoping to send that over?
Yeah. Right now, we're kind of going to just gauge the response from our community and how much stuff we're able to gather together. And if we have enough to be able to load that on sooner than later, then we'll go ahead and do that. And so with the gift certificates that we get from TU and financial donations that have already started coming in, we'll be able to, before we leave, go grab eggs, milk, cheese, butter, different things like that, perishables that are really hard to get there. Okay. And so the majority of those items, those perishables, we'll be able to bring over to Angoon, but we'll bring some to Cake as well. But, you know, fresh vegetables and fruit and things like that is going to be an incredible blessing to them.
I imagine so. And nice cold time of year to be collecting those foods.
Yes.
They won't go bad. But yeah, okay.
Definitely.
So what else should people know about this effort?
Well, this is a great opportunity for us just to unite together to help our brothers and sisters, to help our friends, to help our neighbors. And so anything that they can do, first step, if they have any kind of canned box foods, breakfast foods, they can donate those up at Lighthouse Assembly of God, just like Will said. Also, the Rotary we'll be doing at Hammers and TU as well. We were just talking where we might be able to put all these together and ship them at the same time. Number two, they can grab go get a gift certificate from Trading Union or from Hammers, and they can just let them know it's for Village Food. And they, I think they can just leave it right there, and then we'll be able to pick those up. And then the third is if they have any kind of financial contribution that they'd like to make, they can write out a check to Lighthouse Assembly of God, and that will go directly all to buy food that's needed. As well, we're setting up an account down at through First Bank. And if people want to go in there and deposit money there, they can do that through Lighthouse Assembly of God or through Village Food, they'd label it. And so we'll be posting all of this on social media as well. So anybody that would like to jump in and help, this is what some ways they can do that.
Is this a one-time thing, or do you think it'll be multiple sailings, or what?
I think we'll take a look and see how this goes. I mean, our hope and desire is this is something that we can continue to do while there's a need. However, we'll see. Petersburg is a great community for coming out and offering support for folks in need. And so we're hoping that this is something that can continue on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we know that obviously for us here in Petersburg, you know, not having the ferries has been difficult. But in Cake, you know, it's definitely a more dire need in Angoon, but still in Cake, without having the ferries, all they have is the float planes. They do have barges that come in once a week, But that has put a real difficult strain on their community. And then as well, in Angoon, without having any ferries, it's even a harder situation because they don't have a runway. All they have is float planes. So we all are feeling this strain, but this is an opportunity for us to help those that are even feeling that strain more.